agenda. So welcome to the session on socio-economic challenges. My name is Frederik Thies from the University of Würzburg, and I'm moderating this session here. I would also like to welcome the three speakers. Number four is still missing somewhere out there. I hope that he's going to join us in the forthcoming minutes. What is this session about? We've been talking a lot about technology. The Internet of Things is usually regarded as a technological issue. But in this session, we would like to take a closer look at its economic impacts and also societal impacts that the IoT as a novel information communication technology, or even an entire family of information communication technologies, might have in the future. Let me start as follows. The question whether the technology will have an impact is not evident. It's not trivial at all. And maybe some of you are aware of this article here. It was published exactly 8 years ago. Maybe some of you have heard of it. It was published in the Harvard Business Review in May 2003. It was entitled, IT Doesn't Matter. The underlying hypothesis of this article was that information and communication technologies have become a commodity, you know, an operational input factor that can be purchased off the shelf just in the same way as we purchase electricity and oil and gas and water and so on and so on. That means that information technology is not, well, the source of competitive advantage anymore because it can be purchased by anyone, anywhere and used in the same way. Well, this article here became, well, the most intensively discussed article ever being published in the Harvard Business Review. Many people from academia and practice wrote letters to the editor saying that the author, Nicholas Carr, was wrong. And as we know today, due to a lot of research that has been done and the ongoing discussion around this issue, we know that IT still matters. But the question when it matters, in which firm it matters, in which context it matters, is not trivial at all. It's a relatively complex and tricky issue. Why is that so? It's because, well, there is a complex cause and effect chain between IT investments and firm performance, for instance, on the level of individual firms, okay? That means it's very difficult to reconstruct how an investment in information technology eventually leads to lower costs or higher customer satisfaction and such things. And as we know today, for instance, a firm needs to possess complementary capabilities, for instance, the capability to transform its business processes in order to make the most out of information technology investments. We have similar issues on the level of industries. For instance, sometimes we see that first movers, that are the first to use a novel information technology, make the most out of it, but others simply lose what these companies gain. That means we only see a redistribution of profits due to novel IT, but the industry as a whole doesn't change. On the economical level, when we take a look at productivity, the impact of information technology on productivity indicators, we have the same problem or similar problems. We see that companies invest a lot of money in recent decades in information technology, but it's hard to reconstruct how this impacts productivity and, in the end, what the impact on welfare is, okay? Impact on society, on welfare, regarding consumers and citizens. So what do we know today? Today we can give a bold answer, a bold yes to the question, does IT matter? But there's still the question, how does one specific technology actually create value? Does one specific technology or family of technologies like the Internet of Things matter? Okay, and in order to shed a little more light on this question, on, well, these socio-economic challenges, we are now turning to the session on socio-economic challenges. We've got four different speakers. Oh, now there's number four. Welcome. each speaker has, well, the organizers told me about 15 minutes time. I would be very happy, and you all as well, if you could make it quick, because I suppose many of you are also waiting for lunch. But nevertheless, take your time. We'll start with Rudolf Mezet. He's managing director of Hung Impex. He's got 20 years professional experience in the medical industry. He holds a degree in international business, and he's going to talk about IoT, the Internet of Things, in the aging society.